USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street singing the coronavirus blues. The major stock indexes lost more than 2% for the second straight day. The Dow losing 879 points, finishing the day at 2781. David Ragland, IRC Wealth Founder, though, says it's time to just be patient.
Obviously, this is a temporary setback. Longer term, market's going to help us out. We look back December of 2018, great buying opportunity when the market was down 20%. Again, with SARS, the market down 20%. Perfect time to be starting to nibbling.
A federal judge appointed by Barack Obama is criticizing President Trump and other conservatives for their remarks about a jury member in the Roger Stone trial. The president and others are claiming the juror was biased against them and that made the trial unfair. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Attorney General Bill Barr is urging senators to renew surveillance laws that he say keep the country safe. Barr met with Senate Republicans at their weekly GOP luncheon. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky says we don't often hear about the laws because they're working.
They're still relevant to our effort to go after terrorists today, just like they were after 9/11.
McConnell says he hopes the Senate will be able to approve the renewals when the body debates them. U.S. home prices are on the rise. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The cost of buying a home in the U.S. jumped 3.8% in December. Now that's on top of a 3.5% gain in November. Cities seeing the biggest increase, Phoenix, Charlotte, and Tampa. Prices in Arizona's capital city up 6.5% year over year. A combination of a drop in supply and low mortgage rates has been the cause for the increase.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A one-time deputy to former White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn says she was traumatized by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigations. KT McFarland tells Fox and Friends that FBI agents tried to set her up in a perjury trap when they showed up at her house unannounced. The former deputy National Security Advisor says all of her government records were seized and she did not have control of them. McFarland shares with Fox News her role in the administration.
The vision for me was finally, I, as a traditional conservative Republican foreign policy expert who had for years believed in the sort of globalism and elitism, Trump was the vision that says, no, that hasn't worked, and it hasn't worked for a lot of reasons. We were wrong on China, we were wrong on the Middle East, we were wrong on economic policy, we were wrong on the Libya policy, and so Trump presented something different, which I loved. Because I thought, here's somebody, finally, who admits that we ought to get out of the Middle East. We need to be energy independent. We need to stand up to China. We need to fix the American economy. And Trump was the guy to do it. So I was all in, and that was a terrific place to be. And Trump has done all of those things.
The Supreme Court is denying a new sentencing hearing for an Arizona convict who murdered two people decades ago. James McKinney's lawyers claimed he was a victim of severe abuse as a child, and that was not considered when he was sentenced to death for killing two people in separate events. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.